Here is the main directory structure for edex, which is located in slant aWIPS2 edex. In the bin directory, notice that there are several PID files. When edex runs, its tasks are spread out among several Java virtual machines, or JVMs. There is a PID file for each JVM when it starts up, and the files are deleted during a normal shutdown. Occasionally, if edex should crash hard, these files may still exist, and they may prevent edex from restarting, or at least produce confusing messages depending on whether edex is restarted or stopped and then started. Simply removing these files will enable a restart. The environment for edex is stored in setup.env in the bin directory. It contains the ID of the site to which edex is localized, as well as the connection information like machine names and ports for various pieces of the aWIPS2 cluster, like the database server, the PyPI server, the JMS or Cupid server, and so on. A useful file called banner.txt is contained in edex's conf directory. Somewhat analogous to the aWIPS1 release_id file, banner.txt contains the version and build information for edex. While this info is written to the edex log when edex starts up, you can use this file at any later time to determine which version of edex you're running. Speaking of version information, there's another handy utility in the edex bin directory. A versions.sh script displays a list of all aWIPS2 RPMs that are installed on your machine, including the version of each RPM and the installation date and time.